This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
It's DeMeco Ryans, a coach that is capable of leading a team, any Texans team, to a Super Bowl. We'll talk about it here on The Drive. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee in for the fellas. Colin Neal on the ones and twos today. Got a little Nirvana, some Pearl Jam today, some Pink Floyd I've heard.
Rocking out.
From that room.
We're rocking out.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good tunes.
Thank you, Colin.
Yeah. It's a good way to start the year.
You're absolutely welcome, fellas.
Good to have you aboard. And good to have
all of you.
That's right. You can join the conversation throughout the afternoon, 713-572-4610. To join the conversation on the text line, you can get to us on YouTube and Twitch as well. You know, we've talked about this Texans team and the aspirations this year. They've won 8 in a row. They've won double-digit games again. They're going back to the playoffs. I've been telling friends really for probably over a month that I text them somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but I also have the belief that I've been texting them saying, like, Texans are winning the AFC this year because they have the great defense, and the AFC is just so wide open. I don't buy into the Broncos. I don't buy into the Patriots. The Texans have owned Josh Allen. Don't buy into the Steelers. The Ravens might not have Lamar Jackson if they even make it, so on and so forth. There's not a great team in the AFC or really in the NFL this year, which should make the playoffs fun. But my concern, my question is, do the Texans have the coach that can lead them to a Super Bowl? I think everyone has a ceiling. This might sound a little harsh. I think DeMeco Ryans is a really good coach, evidenced by the 3 years of playoff appearances and double-digit wins. But I do think everyone has a ceiling to them. It's the whole Peter principle that eventually you know, you get promoted to a point that you're underqualified for. And I wonder if DeMeco, not because of him or his coaching, but more so his thought process of being a defensive coach and being a very conservative coach. I'm curious if that can get the Texans over the hump. And I really thought about this after that game Saturday with the Chargers, where I felt like the Texans really kept the Chargers in that game and very well could have lost that game. Fortunately, their defense is really good, and it held serve. But you get the two early touchdowns, and then even C.J. Stroud said it in his press conference after the game of, yeah, we took our foot off the gas. And it's not the first time that they've done that. And
it's
so
noticeable, yeah.
It is, and so that's my concern, where DeMeco Ryans, it's that thought process. Like all defensive coaches, this is not unique to DeMeco. That's why I said this might sound harsh, but I'm not singling him out. We've seen it with many defensive coaches that you want to play low-scoring games, close games. You want to win with defense and running the football. It's what all these defensive coaches want to do. And all you want from your offense is don't screw it up. Don't turn the ball over. And we will rely on our defense. But the problem is when you play these close games is that your margin of error is so small. And so DeMeco even said this week that all he needs is 7 points from the offense. And that really stood out to me. Here's the clip from the Texans head coach that honestly concerned me a little bit.
And the thing I'm most proud about in defensive football is getting in the end zone. You got to limit points. And about, like, once our offense gives us 7 points, like, it should be a mentality that that's enough for us to go win the football game. Now, we still have things I feel like we can clean up and play even better to not have some of the miscues, to allow some of the touchdowns to happen. And, you know, we continue to play with that edge and play with the mindset. If you have an edge, you have all those great defenses that you mentioned, right? There was an edge. It was a it was a mindset with all those defenses, physicality, right? There's a pride level to those defenses that, you know, you weren't going to get a yard on us. And that's the mentality that you have to play great defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So I agree with what he's saying about the mentality, but I think that's really his thought process, where kind of like we saw Saturday, they get 14 early points. He probably thinks, this is enough.
Foot off the pedal.
We're good.
Yeah.
Our defense has it the rest of the way. And then we saw the offense played poorly the rest of that game, hardly scored any more points. And fortunately, the defense is really good, but you're not always, not every time, you're going to be able to hold every lead and close out every game and rely on the defense 100 out of 100 times. And as I said earlier, because I know it's a cliche, but in the playoffs, like, it just takes one. One game, you slip up, or you let your foot off the gas, the other team. Right. And that's all it takes to lose. The only defensive head coach to win a Super Bowl the last 12 years is Bill Belichick. Right now in the NFC this year, 6 out of 7 playoff teams are offensive head coaches. The AFC, there are a few more defensive head coaches this year. But you typically see that the most – Mike Tomlin, how have things gone for him the past decade?
Wouldn't Pete Carroll be in there too? He's a defensive coach.
Yeah, but he last
2013.
Won – Yeah, right. So 12 years.
Okay.
Belichick's the only one last 12 years.
Okay.
And Belichick, that's the greatest dynasty of all time. And I think, I think the other thing for Belichick, kind of like what we touched on earlier, you're old enough to recall this, Chris, but Super Bowls used to be all blowouts. They used to be terrible games.
Oh.
And then the Patriots came along, and they have actually, say what you will about the Patriots, but they've always given us good Super Bowls because that's the defensive coach philosophy of we're going to keep this close and we're going to pull it out late. And the Patriots were successful most of the time, the majority of the time.
Yeah.
Because they were just such a well-oiled machine that they didn't make those mistakes. Can we say the same about C.J. Stroud, this offense, and the Texans? That's my concern, that when you play that style, it does not work more often than it does. Belichick's the outlier because of the whole Patriots way and how buttoned up they were.
Yeah.
Most teams are not like that. Look at the Bills and Sean McDermott and all of their shortcomings in the playoffs.
Yeah, what really caught my ear there was, now I'm sure he was being somewhat facetious in saying, you know, give us 7 points. I mean, hell, even the 2000 Ravens gave up 10 a game. I mean, come on. Good. But hey, you have to love that confidence. But no, for this team, now you look at, you talked about Belichick and the Patriots.
Yep.
He also had Tom Brady on the other side. Now,
that's true.
Early in the dynasty, Tom Brady wasn't what he would become. But after around 2007, when he had Randy Moss, they really started opening up that playbook for him.
Yeah.
And he was flinging the ball all over the place. So then you also had the defense of Bill Belichick along with the guy that would go on to become the GOAT, as a lot of people would call him. So Houston doesn't have that. Not on offense. They got to – I mean, this defense could end up going down as a historically great defense, but they don't have the offense right now to really fall back on – in a way that you can say, okay, if we just score 14, and we saw it last week, we just scored 14, we can sit back and, you know, we're good now. It's not always going to work like that. And if you have that mentality, or if you have that approach, I should say, heading into the postseason, you might be in trouble. Because like you said, one bad game, hell, a couple bad plays that don't go your way,
right?
You're in trouble.
Yeah. I think it takes a lot of aggression. Really, to win in all walks of life, if we're being honest. The most aggressive people usually get the furthest, unfortunately. I mean, they might be the most annoying, but it also usually pays off for them.
They go far a lot of times.
Yeah, and I think in football and coaching, it's similar as well. So I think at a certain point, you need to be aggressive. And I still have questions about D'Amico with clock management and timeout usage and just game script and game situations where, like I said, like all, most defensive coaches are just very conservative because they're going to fall back on their defense. They're not going to go for it on fourth down as often. They're not going to push the envelope as often. They'll kneel it out and go to halftime and be happy with whatever, a seven-point lead because, we got the defense. We'll be fine. We're leading. That's all we need. And I think eventually in the playoffs to go win a Super Bowl, like I said, you got to be a little aggressive. I referenced Sean McDermott earlier. You know, props to D'Amico. There's only four coaches to win double-digit games each of the last 3 years. Nick Sirianni, offensive coach who's won a Super Bowl. Yep. Sean McVay, offensive coach who's won a Super Bowl. D'Amico Ryans, defensive coach. We'll see what happens. And then Sean McDermott, defensive coach who, like I said earlier, keeps coming up short in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And the best example was the 13 seconds game where they were, funny enough, it was his defense. It wasn't even the offense, but he was ultra conservative. And it came back to bite them where Mahomes was able to go down the field in 13 seconds and eventually beat you with your best chance to go to the Super Bowl. That is the concern of these defensive coaches. Like I said, outside of Belichick, they just haven't had the success in the playoffs the last 12 years. It's been run by offensive coaches.
And, I mean, you can attribute a lot of that to the way the game has changed and the way the NFL has molded the game to where it is more about offense because that's what the NFL wants. They want – now, obviously, you're going to have good defenses every year. But – it's been a long time since we've seen like in just utterly dominant defense. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this other than maybe the 49ers a few years ago, this Texans team might be the first like really dominant defense we've seen in the last decade. Like really just flat out dominant defenses. We don't see those often anymore, but guess what? The NFL doesn't want that. They want 42-35 games. If they could have that in every game every week, they would, trust me. Mm-hmm. Because they know that's what the casual fan wants to see.
Yeah. Oh, they love that Niners-Bears game.
Because they know the hardcore fans like us, we're going to be there regardless. Especially as we, you know, this is our living, but they know the hardcore fan is going to be there. They want those casual fans too.
Yeah.
The new fans. That's how you get them with scoring. So that all, for me, that all ties into it.
Yeah, it's just my concern when I watch this Texans team, most notably Saturday. It's working now. It's been a winning recipe.
Yeah.
But can you ride that strategy all the way to a Super Bowl? Not necessarily this year, but just in general. Look, the coach that has the biggest Super Bowl choke of all time, Dan Quinn, was a defensive coach, and the Falcons took their foot off the gas in a lot of ways in that second half until eventually they tried to, funny enough, become too aggressive in that last possession, and Matt Ryan got sacked and so on and so forth. But that was a defensive coach that was granted the biggest, you know, blown lead. He had his chance, and the Falcons didn't keep their foot on the throat, and the Patriots came back to win. It's just my concern. If you look around the league, like I said, Tomlin hasn't been the same the last decade. Sean McDermott can't win the big games.
I think his time's running out, too.
McDermott? He's on borrowed time.
He's been there for like 7 or 8 years now.
At least, right?
He's been there a while.
There's been no coach, since you bring up Sean McDermott, no coach has ever won a Super Bowl beyond his fifth year when with the same quarterback. So, like, when you have a quarterback and coach together, they have all won their Super Bowls within their first 5 years.
Pretty early, yeah.
So you really have that five-year window. It's been more than 5 years for Josh Allen and Sean McDermott, which is why I said he's on borrowed time. It's never happened before like this, where you let a guy hang around this long and he finally wins a Super Bowl. It just if he hasn't done it by now, he's not going to do it.
It doesn't happen.
In regards to Sean McDermott. So anyways, we'll see for D'Amico. But I'll tell you what, this is the year to get it done if you're the Texans, because not only is the AFC wide open, but it is this year a playoff field of defensive teams.
Yeah.
With unproven quarterbacks, and that could play into the Texans' hands.
No Chiefs, possibly no Ravens either.
Right.
It really is wide open right now for the AFC.
If there was ever a time, right, you're worried the top teams are led by Bo Nix and Drake May and even Trevor Lawrence, I'm not worried about in the playoffs. Yeah. This is the opportunity to try to get it done if you're the Texans, even if you are a wild card team. Which takes me to this. When we come back, what is the outlook for this division moving forward? I know we have a whole postseason to get ready for with the Texans, but I was just curious, as we think about moving into next season and beyond, how do we feel about this AFC South? How do things now stack up with this division after we've essentially completed another season? We'll talk about that when we come back. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.